FERC ends non-public investigations into Winter Storm Uri, written by James Downing, and read by an automated voice. FERC said November 20 it has closed its enforcement investigations into possible unlawful activity related to 2021's Winter Storm Uri, just a few months before the statute of limitations on the issue is to expire. The storm knocked out power across much of Texas for days, leading to hundreds of deaths, and caused massive electricity price spikes there while driving up natural gas costs across a broad swath of the country. FERC and NERC quickly released a report on the reliability issues in ERCOT in November 2021, which included recommended changes to winter reliability standards that since have been put in place. The Commission released its fiscal 2025 report on enforcement at its regular meeting November 20, but earlier versions of the report for 2023 and 2024 explained some of the non-public investigations into activity around the storm. The 2023 version explained how FERC dropped a probe into a natural gas marketer that cited a force majeure clause to stop the sale of gas to one customer, which was sold to another, but the agency lacked evidence to move forward on any allegation. Then-Chair Willie Phillips said additional investigations were ongoing. The 2024 version of the report detailed a couple of other cases FERC opened and then closed without action. One involved market manipulation in the gas sector in which a firm contacted a price index reporter to remove a price on the lower end from their indices during the storm after learning it would have a significant positive financial effect on the company. Another one involved a probe into a company doing business in CAISO that was alleged to have withheld physical energy during Uri and at other times to drive up prices and secure firm contracts, but it was closed due to a lack of evidence. FERC does not name the targets of its investigations unless it decides to move forward with a settlement or other enforcement actions. I would not speak to any non-public investigations before the Commission makes them official, Chair Laura Sweat said at post-meeting press conference. There's a reason for that regulation, it's to protect the entities before we come up with a conclusion, and they are given appropriate due process. FERC has 5 years after an event to move forward on cases, which means it would have to do so on any Uri investigations within the next 3 months, but the agency confirmed that will not be happening. The storm has sparked many civil lawsuits, and utility customers around the country still are paying for its costs, which in some areas have been securitized over many years in rates to spread out price spikes. FERC lacks any authority over ERCOT's market, and a state court has found the Public Utility Commission of Texas followed the law in keeping prices at the $9,000/MWh cap throughout the week of outages. Other lawsuits have targeted natural gas market participants, but many of them involve the intrastate markets in Texas and Oklahoma, which are important even outside those states. In 2023, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that FERC could not fine BP for trades on the Texas gas system during a 2008 event. One lawsuit filed by Circles Recovery against many major natural gas firms contends that widespread withholding of gas during Uri caused its price to spike from about $2 per MM2 to $208 per MM2 at Texas Waha Hub and to as high as $1,200/MM2 at unregulated nodes on the intrastate natural gas system. That suit is pending at the Texas First Court of Appeals,